One of my mentors, Alan Nation, told me, Ty, before you want to change anything, you really have to understand why it is in its current state. And if you want to be healthy, which as you know, I'm all into the good life, which is health, wealth, love, and happiness. You start as a foundation is your physical health, because I don't care how much money you have, how much you have love and romance, how much you try to be happy. If you don't have health at all, is for nothing, right? If you're sick in bed, you don't care about your money, you don't care about love, you don't care about anything, you're miserable. So when it comes to this book, you got one of the great Harvard professors, Lieberman, talking about the story of your body, the beginning, the foundation. This book, I believe, for anybody interested in health, this is the book to start with. That's why I put it so high. It's really the highest of all the health book, or one of the highest of all the health books I recommend. And it's fascinating. It really talks about this, what's called mismatch theory, how our body's designed, or I shouldn't say designed, it's adapted, okay, to this certain environment, and the modern world doesn't really match up with what we're adapted to. So, you know, we're attracted to the wrong things to eat. We are built, you know, you go jogging and all of a sudden your joints hurt on the concrete. You're jogging on the concrete, and this goes through. So if you want to make a massive change, if you want to understand everything from the basics of the fundamentals of your body to how to eat, to why people get cancer and disease, and avoid those things in your life, this is the book to start. I know of no better book than this book by Daniel Lieberman. So check out The Story of the Human Body. Pay attention, especially when he talks about the mismatch theory. This is, I think, the most important thing, and gives me, for my own life, has added a lot of value in terms of understanding why things go wrong with my body and understanding how to reverse engineer it and stop it. All right. So definite high recommendation for those of you, I mean, all of us that are wanting to pay attention and live healthy, wealthy, you know, long life. Like Steve Jobs said, I didn't want to be the richest man in the graveyard. And, you know, the old spiritual saying goes, what does it profit a man if he gains the world but loses his soul? And I would also add, what does it profit a man or a woman if you gain the world, all things, but you lose your health? Do not lose your health. Eventually, in the end, we all get old and die. But boy, there's a lot you can do in the in-between. I meet people that are smoking or whatever, and they're like, well, you got to die something. I'm like, yeah, but you don't want to die quicker than you have to. Like my favorite poem by Chief Tecumseh said, he said, seek to make your life long and its purpose in the service of your people. You can't do any good on this world if you're sick all the time. And some of that's out of our control, but like Seven Habits of Highly Effective People said, do the things that are within your control. And this book lays out in an entertaining way those things that are within our control. So check it out.